Can you talk about monitoring your blood sugars from when you were first diagnosed with diabetes?
Yes, when I first started, I was a bit blasé about it and I thought, oh, I'll go a few days without it. But then they said to me to monitor them at different times of the day. I'd take it before breakfast, before lunch, before dinner, before bed. But now I take it once a day, but not always on the same time. I might take breakfast time some days, I might take it lunchtime another day, but I always take it once a day at some point of the time, you know. But it's always before a meal. I've never taken it after a meal. I've never been told to take it after a meal. I know some people do, but I never have. I just take mine before meals.
And what kind of equipment were you using in 1997?
I'm not quite sure of the actual machine that it was doing, but I had to drop the blood onto it, and it wasn't very successful. Well, not for me, as I couldn't see it. I think it had been all right for people that had their eyesight, you know. But then they put me on this Advantage machine, and that's much better and much easier. And of course, years ago, they used to have to draw the insulin up out of a bottle. But now you've got a pen which just clicks on the amount of units that you use. So it's far easier altogether, you know. There's no complications at all now.
So you find the insulin injections easy and the monitoring easy, but the diet difficult. Yeah. Has anyone at the hospital talked to you about the psychological aspects of dieting?
Not the actual psychological points, no. I mean, when I went up the last time to the hospital, I'd actually lost a stone from last January, which they were over the moon about. Well, I wasn't, because I thought I should have lost 2 stone by then. But they said that's the best way to lose it slowly, you know, but it's terrible when you want to lose it a little bit more quickly, you know. Not, I don't want to lose it overnight like I did when I was younger, but I do want to sort of get it off. I get into the point now that I'm thinking, I'll never get into those 10 stones.
When you first went to the hospital and since, were you seeing doctors or nurses primarily?
Doctors and nurses. I did a card study for Dr. Rosemary Spivey for 3 years. So I see her and Jenny Shaw, fairly regularly. And then I took a tablet for them, it was a sort of like an experiment thing. You were either on the right one or a dummy one. And I never did find out what I was on, but I didn't really care.